On Friday's Page One, the top U.S. military official accused Pakistan's powerful intelligence agency of backing the extremists behind last week's bombing of the U.S. embassy in Kabul. Admiral Mike Mullen said the Haqqani insurgent network is, quote, a veritable arm of Pakistan's spy service. Stocks plunged as investors worried about the outlook here and in Europe. And what happens if the Boston Red Sox and the Atlanta Braves continue their downward spiral? I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Admiral Mike Mullen alleged Pakistan's intelligence agency aided the insurgents who attacked the embassy in Kabul last week. Washington has long maintained that Pakistan's ISI spy agency has close ties to insurgents, particularly the Haqqani network. But no other official has gone as far as Admiral Mullen did in blaming the ISI for undermining the U.S. military effort. Also on Friday's Page One, Wall Street seemed to be in freefall. Stocks were down 3% in a global sell-off. Taking its cue from the markets in Asia and Europe, the stock market in this country was down at the opening bell and never looked up. Weak data on consumer purchasing in Eurozone countries didn't help, but Times reporter Graham Boley says that wasn't the only headache.
The big issue hanging over the economy and markets is the idea of austerity versus stimulus. In Europe, you have the question about Greece's austerity package and whether it will get the latest round of aid. That's still undecided and unresolved. And here in the United States, there's a still unresolved question about its debt problems and the need to stimulate this flagging economy. That uncertainty is undermining confidence and the confidence that policymakers can actually address these problems.
Times reporter Graham Boley. As for the numbers, the Dow Jones Industrials plunged just over 391 points to close at 10,733.83. Oil futures and gold were also down. Friday's Times looks at why the Solyndra solar panel company has become a costly fumble for the Obama administration. The company filed for bankruptcy and laid off 1,100 workers. It was also raided by FBI agents looking for evidence of potential fraud. Its top two officials are scheduled to appear before a House committee on Friday. Their lawyers say they'll take the fifth. Solyndra got a $535 million federal loan guarantee in 2009. The company was well-connected politically and ran a lobbying campaign that appears to have blinded government officials to the problems. Here in New York, officials suspect information about the ticket-fixing scandal in the Bronx may have been leaked to union officials who were under investigation. Someone believed to be assigned to the NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau was heard on a wiretap one morning a year ago. The caller told a union official that investigators were on the way. They had just been in a meeting where they were given orders to hit every police station house in the Bronx and seize copies of thousands of summonses. The leak allegations appear to support the idea that the police department can't police itself. The new plan for a former Saturn auto factory has a town smiling. A GM plant in Spring Hill, Tennessee is getting a second chance as part of GM's tentative labor contract. The plant closed in 2009 after switching from making Saturns to making Chevy SUVs. Now GM will move several thousand jobs there that had been destined for Mexico. If the Boston Red Sox and the Atlanta Braves continue their downward spiral, baseball fans may see historic collapses in the next couple of weeks. No team has ever squandered what Boston and Atlanta are close to giving up. That would be a lead of 8 or 9 games in the final month of the season. Atlanta sports radio host Steak Shapiro puts it this way, what was a dream scenario is now really a train wreck. Inside Friday's Times, former eBay chief executive Meg Whitman was named to run Hewlett-Packard. She's replacing Leo Apotheker, who'd been on the job for only 11 months. The course Apotheker put the company on probably won't change. That includes focusing more on software and possibly spinning off HP's PC business. This was supposed to be the month that European banks went back to the debt markets. That's not happening, and short-term interbank lending is also drying up. Less lending could depress growth in Europe, which is already on the edge of another recession. Friday's Business Day section says some economists are worried banks won't have enough capital to refinance their own long-term debt and still meet demand for loans. Afghan President Hamid Karzai made his first public appearance since he rushed home after the assassination of the country's leading peace broker. Karzai said the Taliban had been planning the killing for months. He said the Taliban prepared an audio CD suggesting peace was within reach. That got the assassin into Burhanuddin Rabbani's house in Kabul. The killer had a bomb in his turban and set it off. Pope Benedict XVI returned home to a combative Germany. He celebrated Mass for more than 60,000 in Berlin while protesters marched through the streets. The police estimated there were 9,000 demonstrators. Dozens of members of parliament boycotted Benedict's address there. It was the first time a pope had ever addressed the German parliament. A falling satellite has some people intrigued and others worried. The dead hulk of a NASA satellite the size of a bus is expected to crash land on Friday. MSNBC.com heard from 5,000 people when it ran a poll about the satellite's predicted course. 10% said they were relieved it'll probably miss North America. 34% said they were, quote, bummed out at missing the fireworks. NASA says the chances it'll hit anyone are one in the trillions. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.